Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello, folks. I want to welcome you to the conversation. Hopefully you can hear me. I have no idea what's going on when I'm calling in. I'm not getting any sound prompts telling me, you know, to connect or disconnect or, you know, because it will let me know, yes, you've called Blog Talk Radio. Please listen to the prompts and all this stuff. And, you know, if you want to go ahead and go start your show and do this, and I couldn't get anything to come up, so... I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that you're a part of. And just like I said on Tuesday, and I'll say it again today, Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. Oh, that place you can open door that no one can shut. But you've kept my word and not denied my name. So we'll see what's going on here, because this is kind of interesting. But what a conversation. Today on the conversation, folks, I want to get into Representative Mark Meadows and how we need to have a special counsel to investigate the Russian dossier and why the FBI, why Obama's FBI was involved. You know, oh, Trump when it comes to Russia, but everything leads to Obama and Clinton and all this. But, you know, just like this Uranium One deal that, you know, well, uranium's no big deal, you know, the fact that Hillary gave uranium and all this stuff to Russia and all this crap. Also, I'm going to get into, this is funny, the Russian Ministry of Defense tweeted a photo calling it irrefutable proof of U.S. colluding with ISIS in Syria, and it's from a video game. Oh, that's just... That's hilarious. A Texas furniture owner, I love it because, you know, he, when Hurricane Harvey and people had nowhere to go, he opened up his furniture store for that. And also he's opening up his place so that, guess what? You have a place for Thanksgiving if you need to. As many of you heard, the racial bigot, you know, the anti-black Trump president, you know, he hates black people and all that stuff. Well, it turned out that Trump saves U.S. players, three UCLA players arrested in China. Now, if they truly did actually steal, then they should be held accountable in some respects. But, you know, but he got them freed. Yes, he did. That's my president. Also, I'm going to get into in the conversation, folks. I'm going to get into what Jason Aldean said again and again, and things we need to take, you know, we need to all come together. And an Oregon woman does something that is sickening, but when you realize the whole story, I'll get into that much, much more. So welcome to the conversation, folks, that you're a part of. And I hope you feel that way. I want to get into this because this just icks me, you know. I guarantee you if was dealing in uranium with Russia, they'd be all over that. The media'd be all negative about that stuff, you know. They would be. When Obama did it and Hillary did it, oh, you know, you know, uranium is not what it was, what it, you know, it's not as valuable as it used to be. It's not that big of a thing because we got natural gas and yada yada. And sure. Sure it is. But that's how the cookie crumbles in this day and age, in this ever-evolving, this ever-evolving world, you know, of, you know, where they, if it's Trump, oh, this is what would be happening, but since it's not Trump, this is what's happening, you know. Would you be happy if Trump's people did this, the Uranium One deal? No, they wouldn't. They'd be going, there's the proof right here. He's in bed with Russia. We need to impeach. We need to impeach. We need to impeach. I mean, they're trying to get him impeached because of tweets. Please. Please. It's like this Cards Against Humanity. We're going to buy land. We're going to spend money. We're going to donate money so we can buy land to stop this. We're going to stop this wall, don't you? We're going to do it. We're going to stop this wall. See, we want to stop. See, I support Cards for Humanity because we need to stop the building of this wall because, you know, cartels need the human traffic to make money. You know, human trafficking is a great thing. Taking 12-year-olds and having them in sex slaves. Yeah, that would. And we need to have, oh, cartels need to be bringing in hundreds of tons of cocaine. I mean, you know, if that wall's up, the 100 billion tons of cocaine ain't going to be able to get in here. The heroin ain't going to be able to get in here. The Mexican-made meth ain't going to be able to come into the U.S. And, I mean, we got to make sure that that happens. If you did not catch the sarcasm in that, I'm not against... I got you on that one. But I'm not for that stuff. Human trafficking is a real issue. Cocaine coming across this border is a huge issue. So is meth and all these drugs. But we have poor, innocent children that are coming here from Mexico, and you're going to turn them away. Why don't you take that money and help Mexico be better? Why doesn't Cards Against Humanity try to help the vets and help homeless people in this country? Oh no, we're going to spend $100 trillion on an attorney that's going to guarantee that it's going to cost billions and billions and billions of dollars on top of that so that we can keep this land. Yeah, there's a thing called eminent domain. All they have to do is say, okay, yes, we are seizing this land. The military is for highly classified black book projects. Bye-bye. That's what they did in Tickaboo Peak. The last peak in Las Vegas where we could get a view of the base. Guess what? I guarantee you, if you had... You own that land in Tickaboo Peak, the government would have taken it, eminent domain. No question. That there were, you couldn't have taken it. Because the reason why is because with a highly powerful telescope, you could see Area 51. So, but I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And hopefully you all can hear me, because I know like when I'm going on, I'm not getting any prompt. I'm not hearing it tell me, okay, yes, you have called into your show. Would you like to start it now? Da, da, da. I'm not hearing any of that. So it says I'm on the air, and so I've got the man upstairs. It's going to happen because I got a message to tell you. My producer is going to go double check just to make sure. But, you know, as we all know, Trump is a racist, neo-Nazi skinhead bigot that hates black people, but somehow he magically was able to get UCLA players, black ones, freed from China. Now, I think if they truly did steal something, I think they should, out of a gesture, say, what can we do to pay our debt for that. And, you know, they thank the police and stuff in China and all that. So, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, you know, to see them coming out, you know, wow. They support Trump. Holy cow, black people and Trump, you know. I never thought I'd see a day where, hey, well, look, we have a white president and these black people actually support him because white people cannot be supported by a black people. I never thought I would grow up in an age where it's like that anymore. Like, well, how can you support Trump? You're Native American. You're a redskin. How can you support him? He hates you. He wants you to burn in hell. Because in his organization, he has nobody in there but white Anglo-Saxon Protestants from Ireland. I will pay for any black person's DNA from 23andMe, and I guarantee you can have more than just black, and you can have all kinds of ethnicities. And guess what, folks? Guess what, folks? That's the reality. We're all human beings. I'm gonna take a bunch of people and throw them in an X-ray machine. And guess what? You're all gonna be X-rays. You're all gonna be. Unless there's a bone in the lower extremity, you're not going to be able to identify the race of people. No, because if there was a bone down there, then you say, okay, he's Asian, he's white, he's black, he's, you know, I don't know. You got to get that stereotype in there because that's offensive. We got to make sure to offend people on this program, folks, because that's how this world works. You know, I never thought I would see a world where it's like, well, you know, it's kind of like, it's not like Trump helped these UCLA players. It's like Trump helped three black college students. I mean, get over yourself, okay? We're all human. We're all in this together. I love Jason Aldean. We're all in this together. We need to come together. You know? But then you have a lot of people that, like, think that, okay, well, you know, I was watching some of these things where they have, like, mother of one works at Walmart. Or not Walmart, but, like, McDonald's. Well, McDonald's was made for when you're 16 years old, you learn how to put on a shirt. You learn how to look the same as everyone else. You learn how to make a burger the same as everybody. You learn how to do things. Okay, this is how we celebrate a birthday party. You set up all the decorations, and then no one shows up, and they paid for it. And then you call the other McDonald's to see if they have a party that showed up. Those were the greatest times, the birthday parties, when, like, you would either have, like, 50 people show up for one where there was nothing written down, nothing, oh, we don't have no payment or anything. Or they, yeah, I've got the payment, I got the check right here, and, well, that's exactly how much it would cost and this and that, but I don't know if someone didn't write it. Oh, I told someone, and they had it in the calendar and this and that, and they wrote it down, and I'm like, are you sure it was this McDonald's? Or, and none of the other McDonald's has had it, and you'd be trying to set up for one at the last minute, or you would set up for one and no one would show up, and it's, but, you know, and they of course, they would showcase this lady. I'm not putting down anybody, but, like, well, she'd come in at 7:30 and, like, oh, well, we're overstaffed, you got to go home. I said, normally what they do, place I've worked in the restaurant business, okay, you have the choice, okay, if you're one of the first ones there, then you can say, okay, hey, can I stay? Normally they say, hey, okay, I want to stay. Okay, who wants to leave? You know, and usually, in my experience, there's a crap ton of high school kids working there that don't want to work, and you can stay, and they will go home. Well, here's an 8-hour day, I was expecting to get paid. Now I'm not going to work, and this and that. At least we're around here, you can't find. They're always, Arby's is always hiring managers, but then I've heard that place is bad to work for. But anyways, you know, a lot of places around here are always looking for work. But, hey, that's how the cookie crumbles, you know, that's how it kind of goes. You know, but that job was designed for people that didn't have. You know, we want to have a society, everyone, you have the left where everyone wants to be given everything. And you have someone like me say, I want to change the inflation of this country. I want to have a $4 foot long from Subway. I mean, this country, we have people suffering, veterans suffering. We have homeless people. And Cards Against Humanity buys land on U.S.-Mexican border to block Trump's wall. And they've got millions of dollars going to a eminent domain law firm to ensure that that gets tied up in courts for a very, very, very long time at a very cost. At a high cost. Now, if you are a liberal, I will tell you this, listening to the program. How can you justify that? How can you justify all that money that could go to help people? What I think they should do is, okay, you should have supplemental taxes, I don't know if that's the right term, but on your thing, you should say, okay, when you get a job, okay, you can have $2 come out of your paycheck to help illegals that live here. If you want to pay that tax, great. If you don't, don't. If you want to help the food stamp program, okay, you can pay that tax. If you don't want to, you don't. If you don't support the NFL, you don't pay the tax that they're putting on the citizens to pay for that stadium. You choose what taxes you want to pay. And you want to know how many liberals won't be wanting to pay. You know how many black people won't be wanting to pay all that crap, but then they're the first ones that be bitching that, you want to build a wall. They complain that you want to send all these illegals out of the... I say, okay, well then... Yeah. You all would be sitting there complaining that I don't want to have these illegals in this country, but then you should... then why? If I don't want them here, why should I have to pay to keep them here? Why don't you pick up my slack of the taxes? Since you want them here, you should pay more in taxes for helping these people with assistance. I mean, why should I be forced to pay taxes on a stadium that I don't support? Well, what you're really doing is they didn't pay off the first stadium and they demolished it to build a bigger stadium. And then most of these stadiums are like cars. We'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. No, you're not. I always want to find one of those dealerships that says that and say, okay, so you're going to pay off this car no matter how much I owe? Okay, well, I want a car and... I want in writing that you're not going to take this car and tax and add this car onto my new loan. I want to make sure so that $20,000 car I just bought, that you don't take that $20,000 loan and just add it to my next car so I can get a new one. That's what most of these stadiums are. When the Hoosier Dome / RCA Dome was taken down, they took what was still owed on that and added it to the Lucas Oil Stadium. Why should I have to pay for that if I don't support it? if you don't want the wall, then you must support human trafficking, because that's huge. That wall is going to cost, that wall not being built, that's going to cost thousands of jobs, lots of money. But they're a joke anyways. I mean, it just shows the hypocrisy. I mean, liberals are almost as bad as this. The Russian Ministry of Defense tweets video game as proof of U.S. backing ISIS in Syria. If you haven't seen this, this is hilarious. I was reading this today and I about pissed my pants. The Russian Ministry of Defense tweeted on Tuesday, irrefutable proof of collusion between the U.S. and ISIS in Syria. But the irrefutable proof was a video game image from a gunship simulator. It is, but hey, you know, but that's the thing, see, and liberals will sit there and take that and be like, well, see, Trump, see, when Trump gets in, you know, he's in bed with ISIS in Syria. See, this is proof. And the same kid that would be saying that would be one that sits in his parents' basement and plays video games for 50 hours a day.
Boy.
My producer wants to say something, and she's got the floor, so I'm going to let her talk for a couple minutes.
A seventh grade boy in Georgia was forced to remove his fake news t-shirt when his class took a field trip to CNN's headquarters. And what's the rub is, his father is a school board member, and his mother is a city commissioner. So we'll see what happens, but he was forced to take it off. He had a fake news.
I saw that. There was a photo of this kid that had, instead of NN, had NN with the F in front of it instead of C. Yeah, it's hilarious. I got to find one of those shirts. I have to.
It's
yeah.
Funny. My favorite thing is CNN is fake.
And they were going to see the CNN headquarters. I'm like, they have a headquarters? Wow, I didn't know that. Wow. But I think it's hilarious. And they're claiming First Amendment rights. It's not like, no offense, it's not like he had like a swastika or something that was like offensive.
They just can't handle it.
They can't handle it. I mean, it's CNN is such a joke. It's not even funny. And just so you know, because I'm sure someone's going to piece it, but as I said earlier, with this wall being built, just so that it's crystal clear, I don't support human trafficking or any of that crap. But, you know, liberals do because they want the wall not to be built. I mean, seriously. I think that, but like with this new tax law, they're claiming that, oh, well, all this money that they're going to give to the CEOs of big corporations, you know, as a kickback, it's not going to help. They're going to pocket that money. They're going to keep it. They're not going to help the American people. I guarantee you, if Obama did a tax proposal just like that, word for word, you'd be praising it. You wouldn't be worried about that. I mean, that's the problem we have. I mean, if you make under $250,000, your taxes won't go up. That's what Obama said. Well, that was a lie. But who cares? You need to look at the bill as a whole. most of the people sit there and they'll look at something and they'll say, they'll divide it down the middle. They'll look at the goods and the bads, and they won't say, you know, I could support CNN if they said, okay, this is what's great about this tax bill, and here's what I'm not sure about with it. But they don't. They pick, what can we find in this that's wrong, and we're just going to exploit that one thing.
What really pisses them off is they take in all of the entitlements, the Obamacare out.
Yeah. And Obamacare is a joke to begin with. That's the problem. Oh, he's going to take away the health. What health care? I have the same insurance. And my insurance has gone up and things have gone up. And I'm paying more and more is coming out of my pockets. And that is, I can't blame it on, okay, well, we've switched to 6 insurance companies. And, you know, it's this insurance company compared to that company compared to that company. No. I mean, it's a time, sorry, but we need to sit there and just let bygones be bygones. If you don't like Trump, that's fine. But at least he's honest. He's calling it like it is. That's why I like him. I'm going to get, I got a call right now, so I'm going to see if I can get him on the air. Hello,
hey,
you there?
Yeah, how you doing? Listen, you have
Hello?
In your description page, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I'm just going to keep talking because I can't hear anything, so I don't know what's going on. Yeah, he disconnected, but you can try to call back in, but we need to come together. I mean, I kind of look at it like, if you remember that old skit from George Carlin where he goes, well, you can't blame me. You can't complain because you didn't vote. He goes, yeah, I can. Let me see if I can get him on the line now.
Can you hear me now?
You there?
Yeah, can you hear me? Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Cannot. I don't know what's going on. I can't get him to... I'm having issues with this thing, and I don't know what's going on. But with George Carlin, he said, well, how can you... He goes, well, no. He said it the other way around. I didn't vote for these people. You voted them in. You can't bitch because you voted these people in. I didn't want them, so I didn't vote. And that's how I feel, you know. I mean, Trump got in there. Give him a chance. He said the same thing he's always said and has for many years. Going back to Larry King Live, why spend billions of dollars elsewhere when right here, is where we're needed. Right here. And that's the thing that, you know, you look at those, like I tell people, okay, oh, well, people can change. Yeah. Oh, so I guess Hillary Clinton can change her mind every 5 seconds when she's always been against gay marriage. Now she's for it. She's always been against this. Now she's for it. And don't you see a pattern with people like Colonel Obama that were against the wall? Now, actually, Bill Clinton and Hillary wanted a wall. When Bill Clinton was president, now they don't want it. You know, Clinton now wants marriage legal for gays because she needs their votes. When are people going to realize and wake up that 99% of all the politicians would only help you if you were having a heart attack if it meant they would get publicity out of it to make themselves look good? if you were having a heart attack in an island and it was just you and Hillary Clinton, she wouldn't lift a finger to save your butt? Because there would be no one there to see it. I mean, it's just amazing, because I know with the uranium deal, like I was talking about earlier, that would be a huge thing if it was Trump being involved in it. They'd be all over that saying, here's the clue, here's the proof, we need to impeach him, uranium and Trump and Russia. Oh yeah, trust me, they were coming up with things to impeach Trump before he was even sworn in as president. I've heard there's like 7 or 8 of them. Whether, and none of them are valid. None of them. But I don't think that's going to do anything, because everything they've claimed in those, Obama did. So, if you want to say that Trump should be impeached, and so should have Obama. Oh, yeah. It doesn't mean anything. People don't realize that we voted for Trump because we wanted somebody different. We didn't want politics as usual. I want to get into this story, because this is being someone that wished they could have a kid, you know. If you got kids, strongly urge you, probably they shouldn't hear this. Oregon woman admits to poisoning daughter's drink, police say. I guess her and her daughter got into an argument, and she took and spiked her drink, and it's just why anyone would do something like that. But when you look into the whole story, I guess she has mental problems, and she took her mental illness drugs and ground them up and put them into the drink so that her daughter would drink them. And she is looking at attempted murder charges, and she is being held to this day at $500,000 bond for this. And it's just, I just see all these people that sit there and their baby dies and it's cake covered in maggots, and this mom has a baby die because she's stoned out of her gourd, and the baby's locked in a car at a 900 degree day and all this stuff. And I would die to be a dad. But, and I just sometimes wonder why. It's just sad when you have people given the greatest gift in the world besides a husband or wife, and they squander it. You know, I don't know. It's just sad that stuff like this goes on in this world. And I want to get into this, because this kind of goes along the lines of move on, folks, with the Texas state, with the Penn State issue. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of. And I apologize for the glitch in the beginning, because I'm going to be getting in contact tonight, maybe tonight, definitely tomorrow, and finding out what's going on, why I'm not able to hear, and why the call won't go through and stuff like that. So I apologize, and hopefully that will be resolved by Tuesday. I may have to do a private show and have my wife call in or have my mom call in just to see, you know, if what's going on and talk to them. But this falls along the lines with Penn State, because a Texas State University suspends Greek life after fraternity pledge dies. Texas State University has suspended its Greek life after fraternity pledge died early Monday afternoon. Matthew Ellis, a pledge at fraternity Phi Kappa Psi, was found unresponsive around 11:30 a.m. at an off-campus apartment, according to KPRC. He was announced dead less than an hour later. University President Dennis Toth said in the news release that she has suspended both fraternities and sororities at the school and are banned from holding new member events, social functions, or any number of events until a thorough view of the Greek affairs system is complete. They want to go through and find out what's going on. Authorities investigating Alice's death reportedly believe alcohol may have played a role, and the toxicology reports will be complete in 6 to 8 weeks. The San Marcos Police Department said Tuesday in a press release that it's too early to determine if Ella's death was from hazing. See, when I looked into Delta Upsilon at Purdue University, I said, hey, we're going to do some fun stuff. Anything you do, we have done ourselves, or would do. I'm going to see if I can get the caller back on. Let me try again.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
I don't know what's going on because it's not showing.
No, fuck.
I don't know what the heck's going on because I have a regular, I'm pretty sure, trying to call in and I cannot hear him. So I don't know. I apologize for that. But. Yeah, that's weird because I'm not getting any sound from my end. So we'll just have to wait and see what goes out of this because I'm going to have to call them and ask why I'm not hearing anything. So, but like I said from last night's program on Tuesday, these are kids. And you're saying, I guess it's like a member in high school and mom and dad were going and we'll be back. We're going away for 24 hours and party. That's right. Order the keg. Order this and order that. Let's get effed up and let's party down. Well, imagine you have a house and your parents go away for 6 months. Cha-ching. And that's what goes on, and these kids they don't know how to deal with it. And they just, but at the price of how many lives? How many people have to die so that they can, have frat life? I don't know. I guess to me, it just sickens me, you know. I guess by the time I had gone to culinary school, I went to school, okay, I know if I drink that, I'm going to puke, so no thank you. And we knew not to do it. Yeah. And I want to you know. So, I mean, it's one of those things that when you look at the whole aspect of this, yeah, they got to learn, but there's got to be something, something's got to change to make sure that, that like, death doesn't happen. You know, because it's just sad that, I mean, imagine being a parent and you find out your 19-year-old kid is... Because I know when we were at, when I was at Purdue University, there were fraternities that they were underage. There were people that were drunk underage. And a lot of that was, there were places that were shut down, fraternities that no longer existed because they had underage drinking. And that was nipped in the bud long. I was like, when I was there, like in 94, 95. So it's just one of those things. And now I want to get into this because I love the coffee. I do. I like Starbucks coffee. But now they're saying that there's even more cup controversy because now the Starbucks newest holiday cups are being questioned after an article suggests they might be gay or pushing a gay agenda and all this stuff. And I don't get it. Like last year, they had red cups, and the red cups, well, and what are they trying to get away from Christmas and ban Christmas and this and that? And there were people that took white markers and did some amazing stuff with it and did some cool things and wrote their name and Merry Christmas and all this cool stuff. And now they go back. And it's one of those things that it's funny because it's like, it's almost like people are trying to find something to be offended by. I'm not looking at that coffee. I mean, I guess like I said this many times, I never watched Sesame Street when I was a kid going, is Bert and Ernie gay? Are they getting it on? Is Ernie a Peter Pumper? Can he suck a golf ball through a garden hose? I'm saying though, I never would have thought that. I thought, because when I grew up, I slept in the same bed with a guy when we had to sleep. If I slept over at my friend's house, we slept in, he had a like a full-size bed and he slept on one side, I slept on the other. We didn't sit there and when I'd sleep over at a friend's house, usually we didn't sleep on the couch. It's not like I slept in the couch or they slept in their bed. He slept on one side of something. We weren't gay. We weren't like, you know, we had our PJs on and went to bed and fell asleep. And that was after being up half the night with a shortwave radio. But now I swear everyone's trying to find something to be teed off about. You know, we got, you know, Facebook, the main color of it's blue, and I'm offended by that. You know, and I think Facebook's offensive for people that can't read, you know, because it has the word book in there, and, you know. I think they need to change their name to Face Audiobook or Face Braille Book, you know, for people that are blind. You know, I mean, they need to have all, they need to be like PC and have all different kinds of different types of Facebooks, you know. Like colorblind Facebook, you know. And that's what I guess I don't understand, where all of a sudden this nation has gotten to where everybody is pissed off about everything. That everything offends everybody. Well, I got scrub daddies right here, and I'm offended because they're always smiling. I mean, what if I want to have a scrub daddy where it has a frowny face, where he's having a bad day? Really? But then when you have Cards Against Humanity buying up land and all this stuff to try to stop a wall. You know, it's sad. We've got pressing issues. Trump is doing such a bad job, or you don't like what he's doing, why don't you try to do stuff, okay, without dealing with, without stopping Trump from doing what he's doing? Why don't you take money out of your own pocket and help these illegals? If you, you know, if the wall's going to get built, it's going to get built. Okay? If it doesn't get built, guess what? It doesn't get built. But if it's going to get built, why don't you, instead of trying to stop the wall from being built, why don't you help the people that are here? I mean, seriously, why don't you do that? You know, why don't you take your efforts and instead of, I don't know, wasting money, why don't you try to help people? That person that's making $8 an hour, why don't you help them out? We used to be a helpful society. We used to be a society of, you know what, we outgrew the stroller. Here you go. Have a stroller. Now it's, I'm going to put that on Facebook. This is a $400 super ultra baby stroller. And, you know, it's $400 brand new. It was used for a year. I'm wanting like $300 for it. Instead of donating it to someone that can use it, you try to cash in. All these liberals piss and whine about everything Trump's doing that's bad, but I don't see them trying to do anything to help. Let's break windows. Let's bash stuff. Let's keep this person from speaking in a university. Imagine if they put their efforts towards helping people. I mean, heck, a girl I went to school with, I told her, I'll come by, you know, I'll come by, I'll give you a hug. And Lois, and I did. I got to see her for about 5 minutes. She's working, so I didn't want to interrupt her day. You know? It meant a lot to me just to see her and get a hug and say, hey, how you doing? There came a time when we helped everybody. We're all in this together. It's like, we're 50-50 in this country where, you know, Trump is horrible. He's bad. Okay, well then what are you doing to try to make it better? Besides stopping him, what are you trying to do to help people? Okay, if you think these illegals should be here, if you think all these sanctuary cities are a great thing, what are you doing to help these people that shouldn't be here in the first place? I think we should have a fair tax. Okay? You know, I think you should have like a dividable tax. If you don't, okay, why should I have to pay for illegals if they're illegal and they shouldn't be here, why should I have my tax dollars go to pay for that? If I don't like what the NFL is doing and I don't want to support them and my tax dollars are going to be spent to build the stadium and I don't want to do that, I shouldn't pay for it. Maybe I should have the right to see, I should have the right to say where my tax money goes. If you have people getting $1,500 a month sitting on their butt doing nothing because they're on welfare and you can't take that away because they got kids, yeah, I want my tax dollars to go to ensure that somebody, okay, that they have to work. They have to do something to earn that. No, we're not going to take away your benefits, but you're going to earn those benefits somehow. You're going to give back. You're going to do community service. Or you will lose those benefits. That is not a concept, Melissa. You're getting this free help from the government because you got 5 kids. And you're not going to get a job because if you get a job, you're not going to make as much as you are. Okay. Well, if you're going to not work, you got a month to try to find work. Or we're going to oh, you're going to have to do this community service to in order to help you keep those benefits. No, we're not going to take away the benefits. All you have to do is this community service stuff and help out your community, which you should want to do in the first place. So, yeah, that would make too much sense, you know. Because you got people in this country, that's the problem, that they have a viewpoint. And if they don't have, I have tons of liberals that I can tell you straight up that if they would love Scott Baio if he is supporting liberals, if he was a liberal. He could say the same thing and they would bash him just because he's a conservative, but if, you know, and that's what gets me. I could support a liberal if they had a backbone. This is what I've always supported. This is what I've always stand for. This is why I believe this. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, and I'm going to move on. I got about 6 minutes left, so I'm going to get into some English Premier League news while I got a chance. And as many of you know, Pogba and Zlatan Ibrahimovic are back for United, and there's talk through the Sun Times in London that they're actually going to play against Newcastle United this weekend. So, pardon me, it's going to be interesting to see what's going on. And we need to back Jose Mourinho. He's our manager now. We need to get behind him. The problem you have is in England, I don't think he's ever going to get a fair shake. I don't know. I mean, I know he doesn't accept young players. He doesn't. You know, he's not for the youth. He wants the experience. He's someone that, like, I want to have someone that I know is going to be there. I don't want to have to, like, train someone and get someone. Yeah, he's going to make mistakes. No, he wants someone that says, this is, I want you to do this. I want you to, okay. And he knows what I mean. Where this person's like, well, he's new and he's got tons of rough edges. I mean, Jose Mourinho is not my first choice. And one reason was because he was for a long time at Chelsea, but the other reason is he didn't get a fair shake at Chelsea. I didn't like the guy, but the way they treated him when he was at Chelsea, even, I'm like, come on, give the guy a break. It's like, Jose Mourinho to me is like the Trump of England. Like, I don't care what club he goes to, they're not going to give him a fair shake. They're not going to give him a fair shake. We're second in the league, folks. It's going to be, but it's really Chelsea's title to lose, in my opinion. Or United's title to lose. No, I think it's Manchester City's title to lose, because they're perfect right now. Now, they're a big, giant soap bubble, and eventually it's going to burst. Who's going to be the one to burst it? Who's going to be the one that's going to be the spoiler that's going to sit there and bang? Okay. And it's going to be interesting, you know, because I think it's their title to lose. They just seem unstoppable. They seem like unstoppable. And when is that team going to come in and say, we beat them? When is someone going to find the dent in the armor? For Tuesday, I want to look this up, and I meant to look it up, but I was so busy today. But I want to look up to see what the longest streak is in the Premier League. Like, how many, like, what team has won the most games in a row? So, but I think as we look into... You take, Man City and Huddleston Field on 11/26. Can Huddleston Field win the game? Yeah, like any team can win on any given Sunday, and I think, I mean, I can't wait to see Leicester City and Man City. I think that's going to, somebody is eventually going to beat. So, I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the program that you're a part of, folks, and I want to apologize a little bit. I need to get the glitches worked out because for some reason I'm not getting any of the signals or nothing. I'm not getting any communique from anyone on the Blog Talk end, so I can hear everything when I'm listening to feeds and stuff. And I can hear stuff, but I'm not able to hear anything. I'm understanding that my producer can hear the caller, but I can't hear him, so I don't know what's going on. So, because I should be able to, because I can listen to audio clips and stuff that I've been listening to via the different news networks like InfoWars and all that stuff. So I've been having no problem with that. So I will have that glitch fixed by next Tuesday. And I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And I do this program so that hopefully you'll do something like I do, and I try to make a difference. And with that, remember, folks, with a firm reliance and the protection of each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.